Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
No matter what the people say. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Bob McTeer is our guest, Dr. Robert McTeer. Bob, your website is bobmcteer.com. Is that right?
That's right. No dot in between.
Yeah, Bob McTeer, and that's where you can find his website, his blog, which is outstanding, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss what Bob has to say. And also, ncpa.org, right?
Yeah.
National Center for Policy Analysis, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. Bob, one of the things when I see what's going on in Europe, is that not an inflation with all the money they're throwing at Greece and some of the other issues going on? Are those not inflationary scenarios?
It's yet to be determined, Jim.
Am I right to be concerned?
Yeah, you're right to be concerned, but it's not inevitable. If I can explain with our own situation first, the Fed has pumped, a lot of money into the banking system.
Yeah.
And normally that would create a lot of new bank reserves, which would be used by the banks to make loans and investments, which would create a lot of money. And everybody just assumes that a lot of money is being created. But the banks are letting those reserves just sit there as excess reserves. And if you look at the growth of the money supply in this country over the last year, it's been very moderate. There has not been any inflationary surge in the money supply.
Yeah.
And in Europe, it depends on how that – all they've done so far, basically, is say how much they're willing to help. There hasn't been much done. But when it starts being done, if the ECB allows it to increase the money supply,
European Central Bank,
uh-huh. Then it will lead to inflation. If they don't, it won't lead to inflation, but higher interest rates with more government spending, just like here, higher interest rates will be the result rather than inflation.
Which will hold the economy down.
Somewhat.
Europe doesn't need to happen right now.
But rates won't go up until the slack starts coming out of the economy. Right now, the Treasury is borrowing enormous amounts of money with its auctions.
Yeah.
But they've still been able to do it at rock-bottom interest rates. But when the credit markets tighten up and the economy gets fuller employed, then this borrowing will push up interest rates. And if the Fed goes in there to hold those rates down artificially,
right,
it'll force it to pump out more money, and then inflation will result. But
right.
It's yet to be determined, actually.
In the near to midterm, 2 to 5 years, let's say, you think that there's less chance of inflation?
I think there's very little chance of big inflation.
Anything that would be disastrous, that would
I think
like,
there's
like
very
we
little
had
chance.
Back in the 70s.
And so far, the our consumer and producer price indexes have behaved very well, and we're going to get a monthly reading on both those this
right.
week.
Would you talk to my audience, my small business audience, about why you think that would you give us some ideas about why you think that they should raise their heads up from their desk, from working on their small business, making payroll every week, to pay attention to what we've been talking about, to the issues that we've been talking about?
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of a fallacy of composition here. If they all take my advice, it'll work. Well, people need to remember that one business and one person's spending is another business or another person's income.
Yeah.
And if everybody's hunkered down trying to protect themselves, it'll be self-fulfilling. The economy will shrink. So, the solution is to all join hands and start putting your toe back in the water together.
Yeah.
But that doesn't give an individual business that much incentive. He's got to operate according to his own situation.
The small business owners I talk to, Bob, right now, and I talked to two of them today on my show, both of them, without knowing what the other one was going to say, have said that their reason for not growing their business is uncertainty about government policies. Not opportunity in the marketplace, not even credit, but uncertainty about government policy.
Yeah, they don't know what's going to happen to taxes next year. and there are all sorts of ramifications in the health bill for them.
Yep.
Yeah, uncertainty is killing us right now. And one thing the administration really needs to do is announce that they're going to postpone the Bush tax cut revisions, or it won't be as drastic as people
think. Or extend them. Just announce they're going to extend them a year. That would help.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. I just got
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Let me ask you something. I saw where you just did something for the National Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, I'm here in D.C. right now, broadcasting live from the U.S. Chamber event.
Okay. Well, that's pretty big stuff.
We're going to have a good time today. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Take care of yourself. Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. That's BobMcTeer.com. Check it out. You like what he has to say online. I got to go for this hour. Signing off from the Chamber of Commerce Small Business Summit. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.